Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said nothing else ruins the truth like stretching it. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you today in our Bible Meditations program. We do appreciate the fact that some are interested in hearing the Word of God and learning about those things that are recorded in the Bible. It's always good to know that there are those who are listening and those who do appreciate preaching from the Word of God. We live in an age where people have been taught repeatedly that anything you do in religion is all right. All you have to do is just call it religious activity, and automatically it has the approval of God. Yet those who are Bible students are well aware of the fact that there are things that do not please God, and sometimes people engage in those things. All right, we return now to our study, and we're looking at the Hebrew letter, chapter 8 and verse 5, and this statement that says, "See that you do all things according to the pattern that was showed unto thee in the mount." The fact is, the Lord is speaking to Moses and telling Moses, "You follow the pattern. There's a pattern given. You follow that pattern and do all things just as God has commanded you to do." In religion today, much of the confusion and division that we have so apparent would be dispelled if all people everywhere would just simply do those things that the Bible says. However, we have people who say, "Well, it really doesn't matter what the Bible says, just whatever you think in religion is all right." Well, that kind of doctrine is not found in your Bible. That comes from the ideas of men, and very clearly we need to stay away from those ideas. We've noted that throughout all time, God has given a pattern and then expected man to follow the pattern that he has given. That was true with the tabernacle, and so the writer of the Hebrew letter picks that up and says to us, now remember, God told the man Moses in the building of the tabernacle to remember the pattern and to follow the pattern. Therefore, you and I are given a pattern today, not for the building of the tabernacle or not for the building of the ark, but rather for our Christian worship and activity. Well, what's the pattern for? It's to be followed or practiced, isn't it? No wonder then the Bible says God spake in times past by the prophets, but in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In John 14 and verse 26, John 16, 7 through 13, the Bible says that the Lord told his apostles, "When I leave you, I'll send another comforter." The comforter not just sent to everybody, but to the apostles. And along with the comforter coming, Jesus said, he'll guide you into all truth. He'll make sure that the apostles are in the right direction. Guide them into all truth. He'll bring to your remembrance all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Notice the emphasis. Christ gave the command, and what I've commanded you, the apostles, will be able to remember because the Holy Spirit's going to give that to their memory. So it was important that they remember what Christ had said. And it was also important that they remember the truth that would lead men in the right direction. Therefore, God inspired men in the writing of the Bible. The Holy Spirit was not on his own. The Holy Spirit guided men in teaching the will of God. Peter talked about that. You remember Peter's statement? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the things that are in your Bible are things that were written by men directed by the Holy Spirit of God. God didn't leave us to guess about religious matters. Rather, he told us what he wanted us to know and made sure that we had the right thing to follow by inspiring the men as they wrote those things that the Spirit told them about. Well, that's the reason that Peter would say, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, he's not talking about you reading your Bible and understanding your Bible. He's not talking about that. He's talking about how the Bible came. And he explains, prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. It wasn't what somebody thought about it. Rather, it is what God said. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Would you be surprised then, in view of the examples we've talked about, when we come to the New Testament, if there is a pattern to be followed with reference to our conduct? God's always given patterns. Why would we think that God has, well, as the saying is, turned us loose and told us just do anything you want to? Why would we imagine that when it comes to our conduct? That's not the case. God has given to us a pattern, and we need to consult and follow that pattern from day to day. For us to do otherwise would cause us to be engaged in doing things without Bible authority. The Colossian letter, chapter 3 and verse 17, is greatly significant just here. Whatsoever, now that word whatsoever just means anything. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Now, when he said, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, we understand that expression means by His authority. Whatever you do, do it by His authority. A person ought not to be offended when someone comes to them and says, you're doing a certain thing in religion, I want to know, where does the Bible authorize it? Where is the authority for it? Well, that man ought to turn to his Bible and give the answer, if indeed he's following his Bible. But if he begins to quibble and become offended because you've questioned along those lines, that simply sends up a red flag. It just tells us there must be something there that he's trying to cover. Well, certainly in religion, we don't want to be covering up. Our souls are at stake. We need to follow then God's pattern in regard to our conduct. It's been a privilege to be with you again today. I do hope that you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.